For the first month or so, my father and my uncle came back every morning, safe. They were a good team. Perhaps the best. Svetlana stared on. Lila took her hands off the table and paused a beat. Then she sat up straight and squared her shoulders. A change of pace, a change of subject, she said. There were Americans in Afghanistan at that time.
Were there?
She nodded.
What Americans?
Soldiers. Not many, but some. Not always, but sometimes.
You think?
She nodded again. The U.S. Army was definitely there. The Soviet Union was their enemy, and the Mujahideen were their allies. It was the Cold War, by proxy. It suited President Reagan very well to have the Red Army worn down. It was a part of his anti-communist strategy, and he enjoyed the chance to capture some of our new weapons for intelligence purposes. So teams were sent. Special forces. They were in and out on a regular basis. And one night, in March of 1983, one of those teams found my father and my uncle and stole their Val rifle.
I said nothing.
The loss of the rifle was a defeat, of course. But what was worse was that the Americans gave my father and my uncle to the tribeswomen. There was no need for that. Obviously, they had to be silenced, because the American presence was entirely covert and had to be concealed. But the Americans could have killed my father and my uncle themselves, quickly, and quietly, and easily. They chose not to. My mother heard their screams all the next day, and far into the night. Her husband and her brother. 16, 18 hours. She said, even screaming that badly, she could still tell them apart by the sound of their voices.
Chapter 37. I glanced around the Four Seasons' dim tea room and moved in my chair and said, I'm sorry, but I don't believe you.
Lila Hoth said, I'm telling you the truth.
I shook my head. I was in the U.S. Army. I was a military cop. Broadly speaking, I knew where people went and where they didn't. And there were no U.S. boots on the ground in Afghanistan. Not back then, not during that conflict. It was purely a local affair.
But you had a dog in the fight.
Of course we did. Like you did when we were in Vietnam. Was the Red Army in country there? It was a rhetorical question designed to make a point, but Lila Hoth took it seriously. She leaned forward across the table and spoke to her mother, low and fast, in a foreign language that I presumed was Ukrainian. Svetlana's eyes opened a little, and she cocked her head to one side as if she was recalling some small matter of arcane historical detail. She spoke back to her daughter, low and fast and long, and then Lila paused a second to marshal her translation and said,
No, we sent no troops to Vietnam, because we had confidence that our socialist brothers from the People's Republic could complete the task unaided, which, my mother says, apparently they did, quite splendidly. Little men in pajamas defeated the big green machine.
Svetlana Hoth smiled and nodded. I said, Just like a bunch of goat herders kicked her ass.
Undisputedly, but with a lot of help.
Didn't happen.
But you admit that material help was provided, surely, to the Mujahideen. Money and weapons. Especially surface-to-air missiles and things of that nature.
Like in Vietnam, only the other way around.
And Vietnam is an excellent example. Because, to your certain knowledge, whenever did the United States provide military aid anywhere in the world without also sending what they called military advisers?
I didn't answer.
For instance, how many countries have you served in?
I said nothing. She asked,
when did you join the army?
In 1984.
Then these events of 1982 and 1983 were all before your time.
Only just. And there is such a thing as institutional memory.
Wrong,
she said.
Secrets were kept, and institutional memories were conveniently erased. There's a long history of illegal American military involvements all around the world, especially during Mr. Reagan's presidency.
You learned that in high school?
Yes, I did. And remember, the communists were gone long before I was in high school, thanks in part to Mr. Reagan himself.
I said, even if you're right, why assume Americans were involved on that particular night? Presumably, your mother didn't see it happen. Why not assume your father and your uncle were captured directly by the Mujahideen?
Because their rifle was never found, and my mother's position was never fired on at night by a sniper. My father had 20 rounds in his magazine, and he was carrying 20 spare. If the Mujahideen had captured him directly, then they would have used his rifle against us. They would have killed 40 of our men, or tried to, and then they would have run out of ammunition and abandoned the gun. My mother's company would have found it eventually. There was a lot of back-and-forth skirmishing. Our side overran their positions and vice versa. It was like a crazy circular chase. The Mujahideen were intelligent. They had a habit of doubling back to positions we had previously written off as abandoned. But over a period of time, our people saw all their places. They would have found the Val, empty and rusting, maybe in use as a fence post. They accounted for all their other captured weapons that way. But not that Val. The only logical conclusion is that it was carried straight to America by Americans.
I said nothing. Lila Hoth said,
I'm telling you the truth.
I once saw a Val, silent sniper.
You told me that already.